the All-American Halftime. Lettuce, tomato.
Or in the case of last night, just overwork, I think.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich James, your host for the show. Click the tab on Ian's cooler and kick back and enjoy the jams. English pop soul duo Mac and Katie Kassoon made their first collaborative recording covering the Lally Stott song entitled Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep in 1971. Unfortunately, another English group, calling themselves Middle of the Road, released a cover about the same time, soaring to the top of the UK charts, leaving Mac and Katie Kassoon to only charting number 41. Marketing of Kassoon's cover in America paid off, with their cover going to number 20 in the US. Classic sunshine pop from across the pond, Mac and Katie Kassoon singing Chirpy Chirpy, Cheep 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 Cheep.
Where's your mama gone? Little baby gone? Where's your mama gone? about the stars in the sky and a girl and a guy and the way they behave on a night like this. When I look into your big brown eyes, it's so very plain to see that in time you learn about the facts of life, starting from A to Z. Let me tell you.
And that was Jewel Akins' 1965 song, The Birds and the Bees. And before that, R.E.M. with Animal. And still before that, Sagittarius singing Love's Fatal Way. A handful of people in general radio land may remember the Great Depression, but most everyone read about it in their history books or saw movies which portrayed facets of the Depression, unless, of course, those legible discourses have been denied and burned. Anyway, part of the Depression were the problems farmers had with the Dust Bowl and the horrific dust storms and droughts that made farming nearly impossible. My personal favorite Americana artist, Grant Molloy Smith, released a song entitled Old Black Roller that captures the frustration, destitution, and turmoil of the farmers at that time. Great song.
crazy. Doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin.
And that was, of course, one of the Beatles, John Lennon, doing Watching the Wheels. And before that, Bristol Maroney singing Chaos Party. And still before that, Alabama, 1982 song, Love in the First Degree. American heavy metal band Aerosmith had a compulsion toward songs with graphic portrayals of sex, and their 1969 song, Andy's Got a Gun, clearly illustrates, in more than a rhetorical sense, this compulsion. The song is about a girl who's plagued by incest with her father. Okay. And in the end, she shot him. Tyler was inspired by stories he heard while undergoing drug rehabilitation from another addict who turned to drugs after being abused by her father. This is not an Alice in Wonderland story, believe me.
Oh, Sometime with rats instead of nursery rhymes with hunger and your other children by her side. And wonder if you'll share your bed, something else that must be fed for fear may lie beside you, or it may sleep down the to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man. Come and see how well this fair is seasoned by the stifling air. See a ghetto in the good old sizzling summertime. Suppose the streets were all on fire, the flames like embers leaping higher. Suppose you live there all your life,
do you think that you would mind?
And it might begin to reach you why we give a damn about a fellow man. And it might begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man. And it might begin to reach you.
Thank you.
And it was Annie Lennox, 1995 hit, No More I Love Yous. And before that, Aha, singing Cry Wolf. And still before that, Spanky and Our Gang, 1968, Give a Damn. First Aid Kit is a Swedish folk duo consisting of sister Johanna and Clara Soderberg. The song was covered by bluegrass folk husband and wife duo Darren and Brooke Aldridge for their 2019 album entitled Inner Journey. Yes, the song is in part about famed country singer Emmylou Harris capturing her relationship with her musical partner Graham Parsons, comparing their relationship to Johnny and June Carter. And it is an interesting comparison. In an interview, the sister said they wanted to capture the joy and magic of singing together with someone that you love. The chorus says it all. I'll be your Mary Lou, Emmylou, and I'll be your Jane, if you'll be my Graham and my Johnny, too. No, I'm not asking much of you. Just sing, little darling. Sing with me. Emmylou, Darren and Brooke Aldridge.
Me. love me so, but still I know you lie. You better stop, girl. You better stop now. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. You better stop. You better stop, girl. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. What happened last night? You were so real and so much in love. What did I say to change your mind and give me the breath? You better stop, girl. You better stop now. You're telling me lies. You're putting me down. You're starting to make me cry. You better stop, girl. You better stop, girl.
Just shit.
from Harry's Game is a 1982 song by Irish band Clannad, commissioned as a theme for Harry's Game. It's a Yorkshire television miniseries adapted from 1975 novel set in the Troubles in Northern Ireland. Well, the song is, to date, the only British hit single ever to have been sung entirely in Irish, and was released in the United States in 1992 to capitalize on the Patriot Games, and was broadcast on VH1.
All the door, all the door, all the door. Make a flame.
And that was Jigsaw, 1976 hit for them, Love Fire. And before that, the Indigo Girls from their Nomads, Indians, and Saints album, one of their first. And the song, Girl with the Weight of the World in Her Hands. And still before that, Rick Springfield with Don't Walk Away. R&B song Farmer John, first recorded in 1959, didn't go very far. However, just 5 years later, in 1964, ragtag garage rock band The Premiers gave it life like never before, giving it a raw and partying atmosphere, mostly background stuff. There's no mystery to the lyrics in Farmer John. It's about being in love with Farmer John's daughter and wanting to marry her. Well, first part might be okay. The second one, her dad might have something to say about that. Anyway, the enduring appeal of the song is in the catchy chorus and the wild enthusiasm of the performance, where a group of girls interjects hoots, hollers, and ad-libs to liven things up. Run to the tap, draw some brew, and chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
maybe right, maybe wrong, girl. I've been hurting much too long, girl. No, I think I've finally reached the end. You keep telling me that guy's just a friend. We've been all through it and you'll do it again. Don't stand there telling me, girl, that you're so sorry. Baby, baby, I can't take it no more. Baby, baby, I can't take it no more.
And that was Diana Ross and the Supremes with Forever Came Today. And before that, Tommy James and Shondells with Baby, Baby, I Can't Take It No More. And still before that, the Spiral Staircase with More Today Than Yesterday. That charted number 12 in 1969. And you tune in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Jen, your host, as we continue to spin the platters, turn the CDs, flipping the tapes, and bringing you great music. Derek and the Dominoes, with their lead singer-songwriter Eric Clapton, released their hottest of hot hits, Layla, in 1970. And the song's about George Harrison's wife, Patty. She and Clapton began living together in 1974 and married in 1979. Clapton and Harrison remained good friends, with George playing at their wedding, along with Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. It's kind of a musical chairs kind of thing. Everyone is tired of their mates. Found someone else with which they were very happy, and everyone lived happily ever after with no qualms. Okay. As for the song, Layla was based in a book by 12th century Persian poet called Nizami. It's about a man who's in love with an unobtainable woman. I'm going to play the acoustic cover by Clapton from his Unplugged album. It's the classic of the classic.
Me on my knees, baby. begging, gonna be laid up. Darling, won't you ease my worried mind?
Thank you. She told me goodbye.
but it's laying me low. I can't start over again. Hey, why she come back to Memphis again? To me now, what she did to me then.
Lost Children by Gordon Lightfoot. And before that, Dion DiMucci and Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck was doing a guitar solo there. And that was year 2000. That's Dion with his, he had a new album out with, it's blues, focusing mostly on blues. It's called Dion Blues with Friends. And he did all kinds of different songs with different people teaming up with him. Superstars like Jeff Beck. And so before that, Diana Ross and Supremes, I'm Living in Shame. Once while Eric Clapton was waiting for his girlfriend, soon-to-be wife, Patty Boyd Harrison, as she was deciding what to wear out to their date, he patiently, nonchalantly wrote a song entitled Wonderful Night, which charted number 16 in 1978 with the U.S. There's a man infatuated with a newfound love.
Thank you. much I love you.
This overload.
Oh, hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow.
And that is, of course, Neil Diamond with Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. And before that, Elfie Zappacosta, 1987 song, Overload. And so before that, Bo Donaldson, the Haywoods, 1974 classic, Who Do You Think You Are, Baby? An American rock band Green Day's lead singer Billy Joel Armstrong wrote Good Riddance, Time of Your Life, when his girlfriend moved to Ecuador to live with her family and continue her schooling. He tried to be level-headed about it, but to show his anger, he named the song Good Riddance and made Time of Your Life the subtitle. I'm playing the Glee Cast cover sung by Blaine and Finn. Great song.
Turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time.
It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Take the photographs and still frames in your mind.
hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Oh, it's something unpredictable. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.